I think some of the things they're insisting as far as insurance companies covering people with previous diseases, things of that type, and charging 10 times as much for insurance for older persons compared to a person that's younger. Now it's going to be changed only 3 times as much they can charge an older person. I think some of those things have merit. I like what they talk about preventive medicine. They aren't doing that much, so I'm convinced at all. But they keep using preventive medicine throughout the healthcare reform. And first time they're accepting the value of corporate worksite wellness programs, allowing corporations to pay their employees. Now, you can do this in the past, or you limit how much you can pay an employee for non-smoking, for example. So those things are being changed. That all has all merit. The thing that I worry about is the cost. There's no way, if we concentrate all this effort in disease treatment, not putting money to prevent disease, or chronic diseases, everything is going this one block, there's no way we can control the cost of health care. You think cost of health care is high now, you wait and see what happens with that. So that bothers me. The other thing is the effect on the physicians. I just don't know how far they're going to take that, because they talk about controlling us. We practice medicine. Of course, you don't get paid by it. And the latest statements regarding Medicare and how they're going to be cutting Medicare. We've tried for years to get that Medicare adjusted to a reasonable amount. They keep talking about cutting it 21%, and they're delayed right now. And the physicians, now you get paid a pittance for taking care of Medicare patients. And so if they have this plan in which everybody's on Medicare and Medicaid, and yet they're giving free preventive medical exams, that's what they're claiming, free insurance, free mammograms and all that, who's going to pay for that? I mean, we can't, in fact, physicians are bombing out left and right. We're not going to be on Medicare. We can't afford it. We can't make ends meet. I mean, if you have a colonoscopy and you charge $1,500 and they pay you $300, you can't even pay the cost, half the cost of your anesthesiologist. Just on and on and on. So it doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm afraid of. And when they start telling me how to practice medicine, what I can and can't do, I'll quit, because I know how to practice medicine. I've been doing it for 54 years. But if some politician up there in Washington tells me I can't do this because of so-and-so, I will rebel to the highest, I guarantee you.